WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. National Guard troops with Texas patches are spotted some 50 miles southwest of Chicago. CBS News Chicago Sabrina Franza reports.
Roughly 200 members of the Texas National Guard are expected to arrive here this week, sources tell CBS News. Some troops seen moving in with bags of belongings, holding weapons and carrying chairs, possibly for meetings or other trainings. Their mission? Protect ICE and other federal agents during the ongoing Operation Midwest Blitz immigration enforcement mission.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has visited an ICE center in Portland, Oregon. Her trip comes roughly a week after President Trump announced plans to deploy 200 Oregon National Guard members, launching the state and White House into a legal battle. This demonstrator in Portland saying,
"Here he is declaring essentially a war zone in the streets of Portland. ICE can clearly do their job. We're here just to exercise our First Amendment rights."
Unlawful crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border fell to the lowest annual level in more than 50 years. That according to federal data obtained by CBS News. CBS's Camilo Montoya-Galvez reports.
This is truly an extraordinary turnaround at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Biden administration faced an unprecedented crisis there of humanitarian proportions, seeing millions of people come to the U.S. and try to cross into the country illegally every single year.
Amid the U.S. government shutdown, there have been some shortages at air traffic control towers in Burbank, Newark, Indianapolis, Albuquerque, and Denver. Nashville's control tower is dark until midnight. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The union representing air traffic controllers is adamant that this is not a coordinated national event or effort to disrupt air traffic control. However, when you have only a few people potentially working at a facility, one person calling out sick can create a staffing situation.
Air traffic controllers are working without pay during the shutdown. 2 years ago today, Hamas launched terror attacks on a kibbutz at a nearby military base and a music festival in Israel. Militants killed more than 1,000 people. CBS's Deborah Patta is in Israel.
Families and friends have come to pay tribute and to mourn their dead today. And for many, that grief is still very raw. It's been really difficult for so many Israelis to move on in this country. There are still 48 hostages in captivity. 20 of them are still believed to be alive.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive. See why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
Withstood the test of time. When you feed, build, and fuel the nation, you can't take chances, because you wake before the sun rises and end the day after it sets. Dating back to 1892, Thorogood takes pride in building high-quality work boots designed for hard-working people, because reliability comes first. Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
Data centers for artificial intelligence could become a major drain on the power grid. CBS's Tracy Wolf with more.
As artificial intelligence continues to expand, a new report predicts that data center energy will quintuple by 2040, accounting for 5% of all global electricity demand. The report by the company DNV, an independent assurance and risk management provider that operates in more than 100 countries, said AI will be the largest driver of electricity consumption in North America for the next 5 years, as energy for data centers are predicted to utilize 16% of all electricity. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
Tesla is launching cheaper versions of two electric vehicles in hopes of reviving declining sales. The new Model Y, costing just under $40,000 with a stripped-down interior, comes after sales have plunged for most of the past year. Elon Musk's company is also offering a new Model 3 for under $35,000. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, a high right around 60 degrees. And sun will continue to warm us up Thursday, highs in the low 60s. Temps continue to warm for Friday and the weekend. Right now it's 53. WRJN.
make it easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter. Ooh, tell things are gonna get easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent?
You're gone.
News, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Powered by friendship fun and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
With your new love, don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you.
so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never, never, never let me go.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Last night as I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all secretary to me, and it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer,
on you like. Well, a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Got a second new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Oh, I guess it to my wife.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love of feeling. Oh, that love of feeling. Down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
we friends won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Whoa, Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. So in my dreams, the future is bright. The gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house made in no lie. And oh, yours and they were mine. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter. And it says so in my dream. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Texas National Guard members arrive in Illinois. CBS News Chicago's Sabrina Franza says they're at a U.S. Army Reserve Training Center about 50 miles southwest of Chicago.
Being here outside of this facility, you can see on the uniform of these troops that they are from Texas. There's a big T on their sleeve.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has traveled to Portland, Oregon to visit an ICE facility while a federal lawsuit over National Guard deployment continues to unfold. Protester Nefrater Shade in Portland.
It's dangerous because, like I said, you're taking away the few avenues we have to peacefully fight back. And he wants us to get violent because he wants to enact martial law.
There's uncertainty about whether or not furloughed federal workers will get back pay.
There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
CBS News has learned the White House's Office of Management and Budget is circulating a draft memo suggesting federal employees may not be entitled to back pay despite a 2019 law signed by President Trump after the last government shutdown. Trump also said he will be announcing layoffs and the elimination of some federal programs within the next 4 or 5 days if the shutdown continues.
A lot of those jobs will never come back.
That's CBS's Erica Brown reporting. Air traffic controllers must work during the government shutdown but are not getting a paycheck. Frustration for them and passengers who've experienced delays at airports from Burbank to Denver and Newark due to staff shortages. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
There are, if normally five controllers are working and they can handle 50 airplanes, now there are two. Well, they're not going to handle 50 airplanes. They're going to handle 20 airplanes.